Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What's up, fellas? Welcome back to Convos Over Cold Brew with me, your host, Emma Abrahamson. Today we have got my probably number one most requested episode of all time. She is a legend, honestly, in the running world, and probably all of my followers already know who she is and know a lot about her. It is Caitlin Tuohy. Caitlin Tuohy had a phenomenal high school running career. She broke so many records. I don't even know where to begin. I'm sure you guys are all familiar with her. Now she runs at NC State. She just placed second in 2 events at NCAA indoors. And every week I seem to be getting requests for her to be on the podcast. So finally, today we take the time to chat with her and learn a lot about her. So I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. If you guys want to rep Convos Over Cold Brew merch, we have sweatshirts and we have stickers online. They're available on my website, just emmaabrahamson.com. The link is also in the show notes as per usual if you care to pick something up for you or one of your friends that also listens to the podcast. Thank you guys for rating and reviewing on Apple Podcasts. We reached 1,000 reviews, which is incredible. You guys are seriously the best, so I appreciate you taking the time to do that. Before we get started, I want to talk about one of my long-term sponsors of the podcast and sponsors of me. That is Inside Tracker. You guys know I swear by Inside Tracker. What Inside Tracker does is they analyze your blood biomarkers, and then they take that data and provide you with a clear picture of what's going on inside you. Then they offer you science-backed recommendations for positive diet and lifestyle changes that are individual to your blood biomarkers and how to improve those blood biomarkers to optimize different levels. For me, I've been working every single day to optimize my vitamin D because that is so important. Also, going along with that, my B12. I've been taking vitamin D and B12 every single day. I take it all in my greens powder. Inside Tracker also keeps me on track because I get to check it off every single day on the app. They also have new recovery pro tips that take personalized health recommendations to the next level by offering science-backed recovery techniques that are conveniently delivered to you right after wrapping up your workout. Based on the specific duration and intensity of your workout, Inside Tracker will automatically provide you with simple yet specific guidance on the most efficient ways for your body to refuel and recover. This is the kind of personalized insight that's like typically experienced with exclusive and really expensive sports dietitians, but now it's available to you within the Inside Tracker app. All you have to do is make sure that your Garmin or Fitbit device is connected to Inside Tracker, turn on push notifications, complete your workout, sync your fitness tracking app within 30 minutes of your workout, and then you automatically get that recovery pro tip following your workout. Right now, for a limited time, you guys can get 20% off the entire Inside Tracker store. All you have to do is just go to insidetracker.com/Emma. It's also linked in the show notes as per usual. Now let's get into today's episode. Caitlin, welcome to the podcast. Hands down, my number one most requested guest of all time. I get DMs multiple times a week asking for you to come on. So thank you for taking the time to join me. I know you're probably very busy, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes. Okay. Well, to start off, do you want to just give a little introduction into who you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name's Caitlin. I am a sophomore at NC State, and I run. That's pretty much all I got.
That's all people need to know, that you run and that you go to NC State. Caitlin is very, very good runner. I think you're not giving yourself enough credit. You're a very talented athlete. So I think that's probably why you are my number one most requested guest. But I am very curious because I haven't really talked to you. I haven't really had like an in-depth conversation, and I want to know more about you. So we're going to dive into you. We're going to get to know you really well in this episode. So to start off, I just want to know, how did you get into running?
Oof. Someone asked me this the other day, actually, and there's no like definitive moment where I was like, oh, I'm going to be a runner. It kind of started off. I was a soccer player. My older brother was big into running at the time. And I was like, all right, I'll run just to get in shape for soccer. And then I was in seventh grade. It was the winter season and my middle school didn't have a modified track team. So I ran up for the high school team. And like before that, I was like the runner in like elementary school. Like I would win the school mile and I was like the fast kid. And I did like community fun run races and ran like pretty fast. So the high school coach like knew who I was. And me and my best friend Haley, we ran up in seventh grade and we both like just fell in love with it. And we both quit soccer and we just started running from there.
I feel like cross country is like every soccer. Well, I feel like every soccer coach wants them to do cross country, wants people on their team to like get in shape or whatever. But I feel like it's also their worst nightmare for someone like you, where they realize that they're going to lose their soccer player if they're a really good runner.
No, literally, that's what happened. My soccer coach was so mad. I remember we were doing a workout at the soccer fields and she was like yelling at my cross country coach, my old soccer coach.
I was like, oh, it's God. So true though. Or like cross country, it's also that too, where I feel like the cross country coach doesn't like the soccer coach because the cross country athlete is spending more time doing soccer. So I feel like there's like a little feud in between those coaches.
No, for sure.
So you knew you were pretty good right away, you would say?
Yeah, I was like, I used to get so nervous for like the school mile.
Like in elementary school?
Yeah, like third, fourth grade, like so nervous. I would like wear my favorite running outfit to school.
Oh, jeez.
I was just like so competitive. And the funny thing was the coaches, the gym coaches were like so into it. They were like, they like had their stopwatch ready.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
It was like really funny.
So was it like a co-ed mile? They like threw everyone on the track and they're like, all right, time to get after it. Like,
a physical fitness test, we had to do it every year.
And the do you remember what time like, you ran at all or anything? Probably really long
I'm trying
time
to remember. I think in like elementary school wasn't like an actual mile, but yeah I'm not really sure.
Like were you
like 7 minutes or something on a really long.
Were you like training at all or was it just were you playing soccer at the time?
I didn't start playing soccer like competitively, I guess. I played like rec soccer, but I didn't start travel soccer until like fifth grade. But I was just like always outside playing. Like
Yeah. So a lot of it probably just comes. This is my high school teammates and I would say we call it the NT, the natural talent.
I guess you can call it that.
Yeah, I mean I think a lot of people have that in them. And then you kind of build on that and you obviously become a lot better. But I mean, I feel like I was the same way. And a lot of my high school teammates were too, where it's like, you're not really training that much, but then you would just, you know, go out and run your little fun community runs and you would absolutely crush it. And you'd be like, okay, that was cool. And then you move on. And then you don't really realize how good you are until later, which it seems like maybe middle school for you when you like started training and everything. But I feel like that's a lot of origin stories.
That's true. I think it was fourth grade, I ran like a community 5K and I broke like 20 minutes. I ran like 19 something. I'm like 10. And I had no idea. Like it was just the community thing.
Yeah.
And my teacher, she was like a runner, I guess, was like so like in awe. She like wrote in my fourth grade yearbook, like my time. Like I still have it. I looked at it like not too long ago. And so that's, I guess she knew how good I was at the time.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, I mean, I was like a little youth phenom as well. Probably you were better, but like when I was growing up, I was running really fast and it was kind of the same thing. Like these adults would have these reactions where it's like, oh my goodness. Like when I was 12 or 13 or something. I ran like a 1736 road 5K. And like, I walked off and I was like, I mean, that was really hard, but like, I mean, I guess that was good. And then I like went and ate my Subway sandwich or something, but I didn't really notice until later in life, like how good that was and how, like, from an adult's perspective, it's probably just mesmerizing to watch some little young child just demolish you.
When you're I was so small when I was like 10, I just remember my dad was doing, and I was like, I have to beat my dad.
So that was like that's like just the young people's motivation, is you don't really know what's going on, you just run and have little arbitrary things like beating your parents. That's very interesting. And then, so you got into middle school, you started training, like, were you actually training in middle school, or was it like you just joined the team and you were having fun?
It's hard to remember. I think we pretty much did like 30-minute runs every day. I remember in the summer, it was so fun. My best friend Haley lived down the street, and we would go on like our 10-minute paced runs. And then we would be like home alone in the summer because our parents would work, and we would eat like hot dogs and muffins. That's what we called it. It was like, that was our summer. It was Mario Kart, slow runs, and hot dogs and muffins.
That sounds very ideal. That's like the perfect youth running scenario. So you go for your run, you eat weird, crazy food combinations, and then you play video games. That's like the epitome of middle school running, I would say.
Yeah, I didn't start taking running like super, super seriously, I don't think, until like 9th grade. I was pretty serious in 8th grade, but 7th grade was definitely like so oblivious. I had no idea what I was doing.
So you could just go and... you could just go and train with the high school then?
Yeah, so we would take a bus from the middle school, or they called it upper el... No, that... So we had elementary school, upper elementary school, and then I guess middle school, or like secondary high school. It was like we had 4 different schools we went through. So when I was in like middle school, I guess, we would take a bus after school to the high school, and we would have to like sprint down to practice because they were like already starting. And then, so we just joined the high school team from 7th grade on.
So what did the high schoolers say when you like came on the team? Did they treat middle schoolers or upper elementary schoolers, whatever it is, differently?
I guess they thought we were just like stupid little kids, and we were, because we were so small, Haley and I. It was fun though. My brother is 2 years older than me, so like the girls that were 2 years older than me, I was pretty friendly with because I knew them through my brother.
So you trained with like the same high school coach for 6 years then?
So for cross country and indoor track, yes, but for outdoor track, I've had like 3 different coaches.
Why was that? People just kept like the turnover or something?
So my like coach for cross country and indoor, he doesn't coach outdoor because he would coach his son's baseball team. So then it was just, it started off with the boys coach, but then he retired and then moved on to a different coach, but then she got a job somewhere else. And then the spring coach took over. So yeah, it was a bunch of different coaches, but I liked it all. I liked switching it up.
Yeah. I feel like that's just wild. I mean, if they have someone like you on your team, I feel like they would want to stay just to see it through.
Diggs, who was my cross country and winter track coach, definitely gave some like pointers to the coaches.
So when did you like start becoming nationally ranked? I'm asking you a lot of like stats, I'm sorry, you have to like recall all this history, but I need to know. I'm very curious.
I mean, I got a lot of attention from a pretty young age, because when I was in like 7th grade, I broke 5 in the mile, and it was like, I think that was like when people were like, oh wow, like this girl's like really good. And it was like a pretty big deal. But it wasn't until like my sophomore year, I think, until I was like, I don't know, top, I guess, in the country. Yeah.
And then, so when you were reaching that level, like, did you know that you were that good? Like, did you feel pressure on you at that point already?
I had no idea. Like, looking back, I was like, how did I run those times so young? But I had no idea like how fast I was running then. But the pressure, it got to be a lot, like starting in like 10th grade.
Yeah, just like media attention and stuff.
Yeah, because I kind of like came out of nowhere, and it was like, it got to the point where like they were trying to get me like security guards at like big meets, because like so many kids were like coming up, like asking for photos and stuff. And I hated it, honestly.
Security guards?
Yeah, they didn't. I don't think I actually like got one out of me, but they're like, oh, like we might have to get you. Because there was, when we were at Big Invitations, I remember this one. It was in New Jersey for cross country race. I finished the race and I was getting like swarmed by like kids. And I was like, what is going on? I was like, what is going on? My dad had to like get me and we ran back to our team tent. I was like, what the heck just happened?
Gosh.
I was in like a different state. Like, I don't know. It was insane.
That is actually so funny. I can't even imagine like a high school me just being swarmed by people. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that happen ever. Like even at like any of like the big like NCAA meets, Olympic trials or anything. Like I don't think of any, I've rarely ever seen anyone get swarmed like that.
Yeah. I think it was just because I was like their age.
Yeah.
So like it's like a professional runner, like finishers, they would probably be like more respectful, but that was just like a kid their age. So like, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like you also have come up at an interesting time where social media has become extremely popular because I mean, the pro runners now or like even college runners, like back in my day, no one was like, social media just wasn't really a thing. And you came in at the perfect generation where kids, I mean, everyone has social media now. So I feel like you just became this like literal star on the internet. And but you were also a mystery because you don't really use social media that much. And then you just pop off like these incredible times. And I feel like everyone just, I mean, it was just really cool to watch, but then it probably also took a toll on you, like having so much attention on you at such a young age. I can't even imagine what that would like feel like.
Yeah, it was a lot in high school at certain points.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Like, but what would you say, like, took the biggest toll in terms of that? Like, was it just media requests or just things on the internet? Like, what, I guess, affected you?
Yeah, I think it was just, like, the expectation. Like, I would, like, be at a meet, I would line up, and, like, everyone would surround the track to watch and, like, asking for, like, photos. And, like, I feel like at certain points in high school, it was, like, 2 or 3 times a week I was getting told I had to do an interview. And I was, like, this kid, I had no idea, like, that I could say no.
Yeah.
But like I was just doing them. And then it got to a point when I got older, I was finally realized that I was like, I don't have to do like all these interviews. And I kind of just like shut it off.
Yeah. So,
like, and like I don't like posting on social media because then I get like a bunch of comments and stuff and I feel like I have to go through them. So I'm pretty against like the media, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I was looking today at your Instagram. You get so many likes on your photos. You literally get like 30,000 likes. I've never seen a profile that has more engagement, I don't think, than yours, which is so funny because it's literally, you say, you're like, I don't like posting on social media.
Yeah,
I don't post like that often.
Twice a year, maybe. I'm going to try to be better. I'm going to try to be better, but like,
I mean, you don't need to if you're in college and you're running, like, I mean, there's opportunities, I guess, after college, but you can always hire someone to do it if you really don't want to do it. So
I guess I don't even know what my Instagram looks like. I always joke around. I'm like, my Instagram is just an NC State fan page now because I like only post my
fan page. Just have someone else run it. Have one of your teammates run it and just take pictures of you.
I just like, I don't like taking photos either. I get like, it's so cringy to me.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I guess it's just this generation of people, but at least you're in college and everyone can take pictures of you. So you don't even have to worry about it, really.
Mm-hmm. I do. I have like a secret Instagram.
Wait, like, don't tell people that, dude. They're going to scrounge to find that.
They're not going to find it.
Okay. No. Okay, good. Not. A little Finsta action. We love it. Yeah. You need it. And you like, need it.
And it's literally just me and my two friends at home.
Okay, so yeah, funny. That's great. That keeps you grounded, you know? It makes it more, that's like more fun. I mean.
It is fun. I like that one better than my actual Instagram.
Yeah. Well, how did you like deal with the pressure then? Like, how did you approach races when you knew that all these people were going to be coming to watch and, or if there was like a big race and you had, you know, a record on the line or anything?
I think when I was in like high school, I handled it pretty well up until like probably like halfway through my junior year, just because of how oblivious I was. Like, I was just like running, like I had no idea. And then when I started realizing like, or like feeling like the pressure of like, oh, like people have these expectations on me, I was a wreck like all the time. Like, I felt like I was so stressed all the time. Like, at one point my parents were like, maybe you should just quit, like it's not worth it.
Yeah,
it was a lot. And then my first year in college, like the same thing, it was like I would be a wreck before races. But I think now, just like being in college with my teammates, it just makes it like so much easier. Like, because like when I line up with them, like, all right, it's just what we do in practice, it's no big deal.
Yeah. So in high school, when you say you were a wreck, would you do anything about it, or would you just like be a wreck and then you would line up and crush it every time?
I would just, just be a wreck. I don't know. There's nothing I really did to like cope with it. I was just like, you gotta do it.
Yeah. Honestly, that's really impressive though, because I've talked about it a lot on my podcast and just in general, like running is very mental. So if you can say like you were a wreck, almost, maybe not almost on the verge of quitting, but like having it brought up in conversation that you can quit if it's taking that big of a toll, for you to be able to perform still after being in that state is really impressive. And I feel like that's what people have liked about your running career, is that you've been like, I don't know, it seems very mature, like your ability to handle the pressure, even if like maybe on the other side, you feel like you've been a wreck. I feel like from the outward perspective, you've done a very good job of handling it. So just, I mean, I feel like you should know that from the outside. I feel like everyone thinks that you're handling it very well. It just sucks that to hear that it was like so hard for you, but it's good to hear that now you're in a different, I guess, time, and having the team there is good.
Yeah. I would say like my inner circle definitely knew what was up, but I have a pretty small, I guess, inner circle, if you want to call it that.
Well, again, I feel like you have to have things that keep you grounded. So that's good. Did you like, when you were in high school, did you look up to any runners in particular or anything, or was it kind of just you like just being like, all right, I'm going to try my best and go break these records?
There's no like, there's like people are like the good runners, like American distance runners, I would kind of like look up to a little bit, but back to like just being oblivious at a certain point, like I was kind of just like running, like I was so competitive with myself was the thing. Like I would finish a race and then instantly be like you sucked, like that wasn't, like you could have ran better, like you could have done this better, you could have done that better. Like I'm like pretty hard on myself, so yeah, it was mostly like I would say like less like me wanting to like break a record or like do this, more of like me just wanting to be the best I could possibly be.
Yeah. What was like your, I guess, best memory of high school, or like this is something that you were really proud of, if anything? I know, if I mean, having that mindset, it's probably hard to even think about something where you're like, wow, that was good.
I think my senior year cross country at like Nike Cross Regionals or whatever, like my teammate Haley really wanted to like qualify individually. Like our team like didn't really have a shot, we didn't think. And like the race before, she had like a pretty bad race and she just like popped off, like ran so well at regionals and we both qualified. Like I finished and I'm watching her come in, I'm like, holy crap, like there's Haley.
Yeah.
And that was like super cool that we got to go to like NXN together.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Like turning around and seeing your teammate running so well. And even it kind of makes you disregard even your performance, but you're like, you get so excited that you're going to have this next experience with someone else.
I like finished and I'm like looking for my mom and she's like, doesn't even care about me. She's like watching Haley. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, that was super cool.
Where's Haley now? Is she running?
Yeah, she's running at Boston College.
Nice. Do you see her often? Ish?
Not really. I mean, we're both in the ACC, so like I'll see her like occasionally during the semester, but not until like summer usually. And
yeah,
so that kind of sucks, but
yeah. Well, I'm curious, why did you choose NC State? Because I feel like, again, with the media, everyone was like, what is Caitlin Chewy gonna do? Where is she gonna go to school? Is she gonna go pro?
Oh yeah, the media, a lot of people tell me they're like, you made the wrong choice, or like, you should have went. Like, I'm like, this is my decision.
Yeah, what? Who are you to say it? You don't know anything about me.
Yeah. But yeah, going back to your question, I would just say like the people. I mean, you go to like on your visits and all these schools have like their bells and whistles or whatever, but I think I just knew like I was going to be happiest at NC State just because the people, like super close to my teammates and the coaching staff, like I knew it was just going to be like a perfect fit for me. So I feel like the relationships you have are like what like determines your happiness. Mm-hmm. And I knew like I was going to perform my best wherever I was happiest, and I knew it was going to be NC State.
Yeah. Where else did you visit?
Villanova, Michigan, Providence. That's, I feel like there's more. I don't know. I feel like I kind of knew in the back of my, I'm a very indecisive person, but like I knew in the back of my head, even before I took my visits, that I was going to go to like NC State because my teammate Kelsey, she was like, I guess like my biggest competitor in high school, but I always like looked up to her and thought she was like super like team oriented, and I'm kind of like that. So yeah, I kind of knew like NC State was gonna be it after like, well, she committed, and I was like, that's kind of weird. Like NC State wasn't on my radar because back, like I was just oblivious, so I didn't really know like college teams that well. So yeah, I think just the people is why.
Yeah,
I decided to go to NC State.
Yeah, and I feel like around that time, I mean, NC State has been popping off, so it kind of makes sense. Like they've been definitely like, on the rise.
Super consistent, like maybe not like for a second, but they were on the podium for a while.
Yeah. So when you were in high school, did you have like pro opportunities to like, were you talking with agents and stuff?
Not like really. Someone did like call my parents and was like, oh, like opportunities like here, if you want to like pursue it, like just give us a call. But I always wanted to go to college. So it was kind of something I like brushed off.
Yeah. You just knew that you wanted to run in the NCAA.
Yeah.
How come? Just like the team element or?
That, and like I always wanted to just like go to college, get a degree.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, yeah. I never really considered pro running an option straight out of high school.
Yeah. It's just so interesting. I mean, coming from the other side, you have no, like, we have no idea what's going on. So it was just interesting to follow along. And then you have everyone making this like spectacle of, just, I don't know, everyone's coming up with these theories of everything. It's, the running world is too small, honestly, and they're...
It is. I've heard, like, rumors made about myself.
That's what I mean. It's like, things, everyone just talks about something. You're like, what is this? Where is this coming from? Everyone just makes up stuff because everyone's bored, and the world is too small. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Well, what are you majoring in?
Right now, I'm in business. I started off in engineering. My first year, really did not like it. Kind of had a little self-talk with myself. It was like, engineering is not going to cut it. So I switched to business, and I like it a lot better.
What kind of engineering were you doing? Or just like, I don't even know what engineering little sectors are.
I was going to pick biomedical as my concentration. But yeah, no, I'm in business now. I'm a business gal.
You're a businesswoman. Okay, go off. I majored in business. It was good, especially if you don't, if you're not really sure what you're going to do down the road. Yeah. It's a good major.
Safe option.
It's a safe option. So I went that route. Would I have picked something else? Probably, maybe now knowing my life, but again, it was a safe option. So, what what has been like the hardest transition from high school to college for you, would you say?
Hardest transition. My first year was pretty rough, not gonna lie. I came in injured, and yeah, it was just tough because I felt like I had like this pressure and expectation, and I was just like super out of shape for a while just because I pretty much didn't run from June of 2020 up until like November of that year. And yeah, I think just like trying to deal with an injury like in a new environment, like didn't really know, like I think that was like super tough for me, and like being away from my family. But yeah, super grateful to have my teammates. They really, like, they got me through last year.
Yeah. I mean, you're not alone in having a hard freshman year. I feel like a lot of people, it's rare to have a good freshman year. Honestly, people that pop off their freshman year, it's like, how are you doing that? Because everything changes. Your entire life has changed basically. And then dealing with an injury on top of that is even like harder. And then also like having pressure on you is even harder than that. But persistence, I mean, it pays off. Obviously you're doing well now. So in terms of like, I guess, not running, like non-running related, what was the hardest transition?
Non-running related. I think because I came in with like COVID and stuff, trying to like manage my like I'm pretty good at managing my time, but with online school it was like kind of tough because I didn't have like a set in stone schedule to follow. It was just like, oh, like here's the recordings for the week, like watch them. And so I think that was kind of tough, but I think I got it down pretty quickly.
You're not in like, are classes in person now again?
Okay.
That's good, at least. I can't even imagine going through college during the COVID time, having everything be online. I could just see that being a mess for a lot of people, not having that like structure and then just getting online lectures. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But other than that, I think my transition was pretty smooth.
Yeah. How has this year been different than last year then? I mean, obviously you're not injured, I'm assuming, but I guess how have you, just how has it been different?
Not much different. I think just not being injured, because being injured kind of is like, it's pretty lonely. Like you're not practicing with the team. You're kind of just cross training on your own. So it's kind of nice just going to practice every day rather than like going to the pool or something. But I was only injured my first semester last year, and then second semester was like same as this year, just training, running.
Yeah. How has the training been different for you than high school?
I think the biggest difference is just having teammates. Like running with people is so much better than running on my own. Like all my workouts in high school were solo. And it's just so nice having people to like work out with and run with every day.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine going through high school like alone, doing workouts alone all the time. That would drive me insane. I was very grateful to have a good team that we had, like four people that were all around my same speed basically. So it was so nice. I give a lot of credit to people like you or people that just don't have teammates, because that would be so rough. Did you ever have a hard time dealing with, like, I guess getting to college and having people be better than you at all?
Not really. I liked like getting my butt kicked by like Ellie and Kelsey and all of them. Like it just made me want to like work harder, get better. Like it sucks like getting dropped down like a tempo, like you're like, oh damn, like I wish I stuck with them. But I kind of like how it makes me like motivated to like get better. And I like really like last year, like really looked up to Ellie, like she won nationals, so like it's just cool like seeing her, like see her every day at practice, like training, like doing workouts with her, and like, oh, like she won a national championship, like obviously the training works. And like she's, so it's like,
I feel like, it's just good to, I think, surround yourself with people that are better than you, because it just ultimately levels you up, even though it is very humbling, like the tempo runs, especially freshman year. I feel like everyone, I mean, I went into college, this is way back in the day, but I went into college, I would like do tempo runs in high school at literally like 6:15 pace for like 3 miles and be like, oh man, that was so hard. And immediately I started doing 5 mile tempo runs at like 5:45 pace and I would be absolutely destroyed. I don't think it was the best progression, to be honest, to just throw me into that, but it really does humble you. But then you also get better with it. So there's pros and cons, you know?
No, for sure.
Brief little intermission here to talk about something that is really exciting in my life. Today's episode is brought to you by my brand, Crazed Foods. You guys know we've come out with energy bars, high protein iced coffee powder, we have shaker cups, but now we have a new product. As you know, per the name of this podcast, I am a coffee lover and I have a special place in my heart for cold brew coffee. The tricky part is that cold brew coffee is quite a bit of work to make on your own and requires basically a whole night of planning. And that's a lot to ask when you're not feeling like planning ahead. So instead of reaching for a quick option like a K-cup, I now have an alternative for you that doesn't taste like all the other gross instant coffees out there, which are not that great. Crazed Foods Coffee Concentrate is a quick cold brew solution that I'm really digging right now. We just came out with it, just launched it on Amazon. Not to mention, it has nearly double the servings of most of the competitors. It has 96 servings in each bottle. All you have to do is use 1 teaspoon and 8 ounces with your favorite liquid of choice. So you can use it like you would any other coffee, add milk, sugar, ice, whatever you feel like, and have coffee shop level creations at the palm of your hand. Now I don't even DoorDash my $14 cold brew, which was a bad habit of mine, because I've got Crazed Foods Liquid Coffee Concentrate. It's available right now on Amazon.com. Just search Crazed Foods Coffee or something and you'll be able to find it. It's really easy. So the link is in the show notes as well. Go check it out. Our newest product. It's so exciting and I hope you guys love it. Now let's get back into today's episode. What are like your goals for NCAA running?
Really no. Kind of just taking it day by day. Obviously try to win another team title in the fall. Just work on the little things.
Yeah.
Get more tools. The toolbox, as my coach says, learn different strategies. Because like in high school, I would just like run like from the gun, like. But now I'm like, you need to learn how to race. Like NCAA's indoor was like pretty humbling because, like, this, I'm not used to this. Like we're pretty much running a fartlek in the 5K. Like I've never been in a race situation like that. So, just growing, I guess.
And also going to those races in college where everyone is so good, and you're like, where did you all come from? Because I was running alone last year and now I'm in this race and everyone's really good and everyone's beating me. Like, it, I don't know. It's just a humbling experience, but you learn a lot. So it'll be fun to watch your progression though over the years. I'm sure a lot of people are excited.
Yeah.
How was it winning cross country with your team though?
I don't even have words. I mean, you won a team title at Oregon, right?
So
you know what it's like. It's just so cool being able to like do something bigger than yourself, like a collective team effort like that. And it was just really special. Definitely a moment I'll cherish forever.
Yeah. Did you guys know you won pretty soon after?
So it's very funny. We ran the race, whatever. We all finished. I'm like on the floor dead. But Kelsey, my teammate, screaming like, that's five. Like we had five in so quick. We had 5 All-Americans. So like we got our top 5 in, like our spread was only like 18 seconds or something.
Yeah.
It was really crazy. So I think when we knew we had 5 in that quick that we won.
Yeah. But 5 All-Americans, you're like, I think if that doesn't win, that's sad.
That would have been really, really embarrassing if we didn't end up winning, because we were pretty much celebrating before we even knew, because we just assumed we had 5 in like so quick. But yeah, that was just really cool. All our teammates drove down to watch. We had a ton of alumni there. Our soccer team actually played in Tallahassee the night before, so the whole women's soccer team was there. We definitely had the biggest crowd. It was crazy.
What'd you guys do to celebrate?
Honestly, it was, I wish we did something better, but pretty much we finished the race, cooled down and stuff, like, but it was, like, media, like, interviews, and then, like, we chartered a flight home, and, like, it got delayed, so, like, we're on the bus forever, and then we went straight to, like, the bell tower, which is, like, a super big deal, like, at NC State to, like, go in the bell tower, and so that was, like, really cool, but we never really had, like, a moment of like the seven of us, like alone, to just like let it settle in and to like practice that next Monday. And we're just on like a normal continuous run. And we were just like so still happy. I think that was like the moment that like one of my favorite moments was like a few days later, just like on our run alone, just letting it like kind of just like marinate what we did and like what happened.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah.
It's such a surreal moment though. Like just like those first couple practices after, you're like, did we really just do that? Like, it's just kind of funny just to think about.
Yeah. Like, it was just like, this, the atmosphere is just different. Like, it's hard to explain.
Yeah, the atmosphere just, like, is different.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but it was, yeah, it was really, really
no, the vibes are different. We, like, I felt elite, you know, when we were running around. Yeah, we're like, we are the best in the country. No, and like, no sure. one, literally no one cares, but we're like, we're really good.
No one cares at all. Like,
oh my gosh, the funny thing for us, so we had kind of the same experience. Like, we didn't charter a plane back. I just remember it was in Terre Haute. Mm-hmm. And we had like a layover. We got back at literally probably 2 a.m. and like delirious, of course. Like, we were happy, but we were all so tired. We get off the bus. Like, of course, if any other sport, like they won NCAAs, I feel like there would be like people there being like, whoa, or whatever. We get off the bus, just nothing. And we're like, yeah, like this is great. We won. And it was just funny though. Because it was, I mean, it's just kind of like the same thing. It's like, I don't know, a few days later, or like even on the bus ride, mm-hmm. we were just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened. Or we went back to the hotel after it happened, and then we were all in the room and we're like, Daddy champs, Daddy champs. But that was like the only celebration we had.
Yeah,
trying to think of it. We didn't really even do anything. It was very anticlimactic.
We did get back to the hotel though, and I they must have asked us what we wanted to like eat before, and people were like just like spitting out ideas, and they got us like everything. Oh. We got back to our team room and there was like pizza, burgers, like Panda Express, like you name it, it was there. And it was, I was like, when did this happen?
Yeah,
like, who got this food? Who got this food to the hotel? But that was fun.
Jeez. Just, like, yeah. Gourmet. Yeah. We had like frozen cookies in our little tent area. But no one was eating them because it literally took them like an hour and a half to get the results for when we were there. And
I do remember that.
Oh, it was so annoying.
You had a vlog, right?
Yeah. Or I don't even remember. Yeah. Like, yeah, it
or
was
like a video. I remember watching that.
Yeah. It literally took so long. Like, that was the most annoying thing. But honestly, we were just happy because we were ranked so low that it didn't even, like, if we had gotten second, we still would have been happy. But yeah, it was. We just had those cookies, but the whole experience, again, it's just something that you'll never forget. And it's really hard to explain because you and I can talk about it because we know exactly what it feels like. But everyone else are like, that sounds interesting. I'm like, you don't get it. Okay.
No. Yeah. Exclusive.
Yeah. This is an exclusive club. Mine happened literally. Oh my God. Ew, literally like 5 years ago. That makes me want to barf. It's so long ago. Okay, another question. Getting back on track so we don't like go into our own little world. People ask, like, do you have a lot of inner team competition within your team? Because I mean, you guys are really good, so.
Not like at practice. We do a really good job like working with each other and like supporting each other at practice, but outside of practice we are super competitive, like board games, card games. We did like a dessert competition. The coaches like judge and everything. We're playing International Chopped this weekend.
Oh,
you know, like the TV show, like Chopped. Yeah. So we're playing that. So yeah, we get pretty competitive outside of practice.
Healthy competition.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What does it like a day in the life look like for you?
It's nothing special. Wake up, coffee. If it's a workout day, double, go to class, practice, you go to dinner, you just spend like 2 hours just hanging out at dinner, homework. It's pretty boring. Nothing out of the ordinary, I guess you could say.
Sounds like a typical student athlete life.
Yeah, but literally student athlete grind, just like every other athlete, I guess.
Yeah. Do you have any hobbies?
I don't know. I like to, I don't know what I do. We just like play games and stuff when I have free time.
Yeah.
Just hang out with my teammates.
Yeah.
No, I wish I had something cool. Like, I wish I could say I was, like, an artist or something.
Yeah. But I feel like a lot of people are the same way. I mean, any, like, runner, especially, like, an elite runner, I feel like you don't really have time to have the hobbies, you know?
No, yeah.
The hobby is running, basically. And then it becomes your life. So I honestly hate asking that question, but I wanted to know, like, maybe you had something up your sleeve. You're like, I'm actually really good at crocheting or something.
Do you have any secret hobbies, like talents?
No, I guess YouTube ended up being mine, which I didn't even know existed until very late. I've always liked social media. That was my little hobby. But then it became my job. So I don't think it's considered a hobby anymore. I am decent at knitting and making bracelets.
Really?
Yeah. Making little friendship bracelets, but I wish I had one to show you. I don't right now. But I didn't really do that in college. I did the same thing as you, where it was like you wake up, you eat, you run, you eat more, you go to class, you eat, you watch Netflix, or you hang out with your teammates, and then you go to bed.
Yeah, typical.
Yeah. Do you have, like, I mean, you probably, considering your answers to the past questions about goals for NCAA running, do you want to go pro? Like, is that the, I guess, mindset you have at all, or are you still just taking it day by day?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to. It's always been a goal I've had. Like, my favorite time of the semester is, like, right before class start or right after the end, where you're just running. And
where you can have the same day in the life, just exclude the school part.
Exclude the class part. Yeah. That's, we're living the pro life. It's, like, 2 weeks out of the year, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking it day by day, but definitely something I would like to do after collegiate running.
Yeah, this just in. Caitlin wants to go pro eventually. Whoa!
You, oh my God. You would have never guessed.
No, like, no one would ever know that. Okay, well, we have quite the list of listener questions. We've already been through some of them, actually, but I want to make sure to get to a few. Honestly, they're not that juicy. I was hoping, like, some of your teammates or something would ask something, like, juicy, but I didn't really get any juicy ones. They were very, like, stat-oriented. Like, what was your mileage in high school? Which...
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
No, you don't even need to answer because I didn't even write that one. Sorry to everyone asking. Now I just offended the people that asked. Okay, well, this is, I mean, still kind of stats-oriented. What is the hardest track workout you've ever done?
Oof. Not sure. I think, in high school, I had to do broken 600s once. So it was like 300. It's like 30 second break, 300. And he wanted me doing them in like 47, 46. Or then like my last set, he wanted it like 45, 45. And I like died.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
gosh.
That was really rough. In college, they're all like, I don't know. Last year, when I was pretty out of shape coming back, this was one of my first workouts with like Ellie and all of them. We did some 800s and then 422, and she had to like cut my last four into like 200s because I was pretty much walking in those that last like 50 meters going lactic. So, yeah,
it happens to the best of us.
Sure. Yeah, it happens. Yeah, but yeah, there's nothing that really stands out. There's been a few though that were like pretty tough.
Oh my gosh, I just can't wait. Well, actually, last year probably, I feel like you'll look back in college. Freshman year was always like the hardest, most dramatic workouts. And then you just get better at working out over time, which you probably already realized from having an extra year pretty much under your belt. But I'm excited to see if that ever changes. Like if you have a new workout that just like puts you through the ringer. Mine was like the same. It was like a 6-4-3-2 workout that I had to do right after coming back from injury. It was the same thing where I got thrown into it. And it was literally the same thing. My last like 400 of that final set had to be cut into 200s because I was walking.
Yeah.
Just so excruciating coming back from injury.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have any like, I guess, workouts that you hate doing?
No. It's not fun doing like, we don't really do a lot of like just speed, but when I'm doing like 200s or something, like people like Sam Bush and like Anna Vest, they're like super speedy, so it's never fun getting dropped like the short reps, just because like you feel like you're trying so hard.
Yeah, you're like, there's literally nothing you can do, and your legs are moving as fast as possible, and you're gritting your teeth.
Yeah,
and you're
getting just dropped. Like can't match their pace. But I like workouts are like my favorite part of training for sure. Like I like it better than racing.
Really?
Yeah, like I just love like workouts, like grinding with my teammates, because it's just you're having fun with it. On race day, like you have to be serious.
Yeah.
Like you're still serious on workout days, but it's just like, it's more fun.
Yeah, there's less pressure on a workout day.
Yeah.
Like to perform at some level. Like if you need to cut the last 400 into twos.
Yeah.
It humbles you, but it's fine.
Yeah.
No one's gonna write about it in a newspaper. Okay. Do you run by yourself, do you listen to music?
On the treadmill, yes. Against popular opinion, really like the treadmill. I love running on the treadmill. Yeah.
Why?
Like in the winter, I will opt for the treadmill more times than not, probably.
I don't know.
I just like zoning out, listening to my music. You can cruise on the treadmill.
Yeah.
But outside, no, I like being like able to know what's going on around me.
Yeah. What do you listen to? Oh no.
No, I'm just laughing. Gotta give a shout out to my girl Hannah, who big Drake fans. Yeah, listen to a lot of Drake. You know Big Booty Mix on SoundCloud?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's honestly great. That's always, it's like the perfect running playlist.
Mm-hmm. That's a good safe.
Yeah. What's your favorite Drake song?
It's different. It changes. Like I joke around, I have like the song of the week, and every week I have like a new, it's usually a Drake song that I like, or J. Cole.
Oh, so good. Yeah. I've been rocking a Feel No Ways by Drake recently. I think I've been in my like feels or something, but I'm like, why am I like listening to this so much?
Yeah.
I love Drake though. Oh my gosh. He's like always on my top five Spotify.
Mm-hmm. He was, number one this year for me.
Does that say something about us? Like, what does that mean?
I think we just have really good taste in music.
That's what it says about us. I'm gonna start telling people that. Have you ever had periods of burnout?
Burnout, like physically or mentally?
Just both, either one.
I think like plateaus in high school. I don't know if I would call it like burnout, but definitely mentally, like. Like I feel like every year at the end of like cross country or like towards the end of the spring season, especially in high school, I would get like super burnout. This year, like in college, not really, just because I enjoy it a lot more than I did in high school, just because it's, I feel like it's less pressure and just enjoy being around my teammates. But yeah, I would say I would have like mental burnouts more than physically.
So what would you do to overcome them? Just take a break?
Yeah, just take a step away, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do when you like love just like training, but like a step away from racing, I guess.
Yeah. What is your biggest strength and your biggest weakness as an athlete?
Ooh. I think they kind of go together. I'd say my biggest strength is how like hard I work, but my biggest weakness is that I tend to go over that line and overwork a little bit. I definitely make my coaches pretty mad because I tend to push it.
Like what? Just like on easy runs or what? What aspect of training?
No, easy runs in high school, easy runs, I would run like 6 minute pace, literally.
That's such a common mistake though for high schoolers. Like I see high schoolers on like social media now, they're like, I don't know. They run like 7 minute pace on their runs. I'm like, what are you doing? You don't need to do that.
So all the high schoolers listening, take your easy days easy.
I feel like a lot of every single person really has said this. So I hope someone at least has taken that into account and listens, because Caitlin's saying it again.
Yeah. You got to learn the hard way sometimes, but I feel like in high school, especially, you think you're like invincible, but, you learn that you're not the hard way, I guess. Yeah.
So then what do you mean? Like why, what area do you push yourself in now that makes your coaches annoyed?
Now it's usually like before a race, like we have a workout and like I hammer the last rep or something and they're like, why'd you do that? Or, or Yeah. Or like, I like to do like, if I get yelled at a lot, but so I don't really do it as much, but like doing like extra cross training or something.
Mm.
Like, no, I felt a little tired today. Oh, why is that? I biked yesterday. Like, why do you think you're tired? Yeah. Learning though. Learning.
Yeah. Learning. It's all a process. What is your why for running? Like, why do you run?
That's a good question. I think, I don't know. I just love it. Like, I love training, love running with my teammates. Just, it's very fun for me, I guess. So, like, feel very grateful that I get to do what I love every day.
Yeah. It seems like you just love running, like, just the act of running and pushing yourself.
Yeah. That's the thing. I just love, like, yeah, pushing myself. Seeing what I could do, test your limits and stuff, all that cringy stuff.
Push yourself to your limit.
True.
Finish on empty, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you still run if you were not good?
That's a really good question. Oh, like, yes, but competitively, I don't know. Maybe I feel like I would become one of those people that do like races that you don't try to win, you just try to like complete, like marathons or like ultra marathons, like stuff like that. Like, I'd be like a hobby jogger, but I don't know if I was like bad at, like, I don't know if I was bad in high school. I don't know that wouldn't change things around.
I feel like I need to add that question to every episode that I talk about with, like, yeah, that's really a, good that's runners. Good, I've asked it a few times, so that one just came to my head and I was like,
what do they usually say, or is it different?
Usually it's the same answer. It's like, no.
Yeah, like, yes, because I love running, but I don't know if I was like really bad. I don't know if I would have went to college for running. Like,
well, it's hard to even put into perspective, because it's like, you don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's because then that would be like, every person's best is different.
Yeah. Well, yeah, then that's the thing. Like, you're just trying to like be better, but it's, yeah, a different perspective at a different level. So yeah, I would say, yeah, I would still.
You change your answer.
I'm changing my answer. Yeah. Still run.
There we go. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Oh, what criticisms have you received as an athlete, and how have you dealt with them?
Oh my gosh.
Face palms.
Too many to list.
Well, what's like a common one?
People like to give like unsolicited advice. And I'm like,
well, yeah, that's just the internet and the media in general.
So mad. Like, I don't go, like, I don't, like, I made a mistake once or twice going on, like, what's wrong? I'm like,
no,
again.
Yeah,
no. Not that site. Yeah. I don't like, what's wrong. Yeah, I've received a lot of criticism. Too much to count. Like, why are people criticizing? I'm like a 16-year-old kid just running. People are like, oh, like, she's going to burn out. Like, all that. It's ruthless out there. It really is.
I don't know.
Yeah, I take it with a grain of salt, though.
Yeah. Like, who are these people?
Yeah.
Saying
easy to say when, like, running's going well, but, like, when you're doing pretty bad or, like, injured, like, it'll get to you. Like, it really will.
Yeah, if you're scrolling through those, like, message boards on Let's Run when you're feeling down, oof.
Yeah, or, like, you have a bad race and it's just people are already, like, posting, like, leave me alone. I'm just like,
leave me alone. I had one bad day. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why, like, I struggled so much with the pressure in, like, high school, because, like, one bad day and people were like,
she's done.
Yeah. Like, it's like ridiculous.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you have any embarrassing running stories?
Oh, embarrassing running stories. I feel like everyone has like stories where they have to like go to the bathroom on their run or something.
Yeah.
There's definitely has. I there's nothing that sticks out. But
yeah, nothing that comes to mind right away.
I've definitely done something embarrassing on the run. I just can't remember.
I feel like you go on so many runs. Like, there has to be something like every once in a while that just goes, I don't know, wrong or is embarrassing. But I feel like I just tend to like forget about it. It just meshes in with all the rest of them. Okay, well, I already asked you your hobbies. That was kind of my last question. But the final question I have is, do you have any advice to your younger self?
Yeah, I would say to my younger self, like, don't take running so seriously. Like, I feel like I took it way too serious in high school. Like, I wish I kind of had more fun with it. Towards the end of my, like, high school career, I guess, definitely had started having more fun with it. But yeah, don't take it so serious. Just have fun with it. Don't let the criticism get to you.
Yeah.
Just, like, do you, you know?
Yeah, that's good advice. I always say that, too. I feel like now high schoolers, I mean, everyone's running so fast that it's, like,
yeah,
like everyone feels the need to, like, level up. But I feel like high school is a time to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it's easy to say for me, who was old and did enjoy her high school experience.
Yeah, it's easy to say because, like, high school, my high school career, like, gave me so many opportunities, like, here at NC State and stuff. So it's, like, easy to look back and say, like, oh, don't take it too seriously. But, yeah, very, like, grateful where it got me. But, yeah, I'd say, like, had more fun with it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good way to end the episode. Do you want people to follow you on Instagram from this episode? Everyone probably already does, but
they can if they want. They're not gonna see too many posts very often. I'm pretty bad at Instagram, but if they want to, you can go ahead. Just at Caitlin Toohey.
There we go. All right, Caitlin. Well, thank you for taking the time to come on and enlightening us with your life and your goals of taking it one day at a time. And we're all excited to see where it goes down the road. But to close out the episode, can we get a good old peace out, fellas?
Of course. Thanks for having me. Peace out, fellas.
Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode of Commas Over Cold Brew. I hope you enjoyed it. Super fun talking with Caitlin, and hope you got to know her a little bit better, her life behind the scenes, what growing up being so good at running has been like, her transition to college. We talked about a lot in today's episode, to be honest, but remember to follow us on Instagram at Commas Over Cold Brew Pod to be up to date and submit listener questions. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts if you loved the episode. Tell your friends, your family, your favorite fellas about the podcast. Word of mouth helps me a lot. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will catch you all in the next one. Peace out, fellas.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save-